This is the Kill Radio Weekly News in Review. DJ Shijon. Today is Tuesday, December the 4th, 2012. I'm going to start the news this morning with a couple of articles. Got them both from Yahoo. I would advise you to consider the source. Here we go. This is from the Daily Ticker, Yahoo Finance. And this is by Nicole Goodkind from the Daily Ticker 3 hours ago. Small businesses were quite possibly the central topic in this year's presidential election. The words small business were mentioned a total of 57 times during the presidential debates. Republican presidential nominees Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama squared away their differences to agree that small businesses were the backbone of America and that they held an important status as job creators. Now that the presidential election is over, small businesses have come under the harsh scrutiny of the impending fiscal cliff. Americans and policymakers are asking if small businesses deserve their prestigious standing and if they really are the key to driving economic growth. Yahoo Finance's Mitchell Santoli has argued that large companies, those with 500 or more employees, were responsible for 65% of net job gains from 1990 to 2011. But Eric Schoenberg, editor-in-chief of Inc. Mag, says small businesses account for a majority of jobs in the country. In fact, almost all of it, he tells the Daily Ticker. Let me put it this way, he explains, where job growth is growth. So job creation follows growth. Most of the time, the highest growers are small companies, and that accounts for that. Inc. Meg's Higher Power, that's H-I-R-E, Higher Power Awards, rank the top 100 small businesses by job growth between 2008 and 2011. Together, the companies on the list have created 73,032 new jobs during that three-year period. The list includes both familiar names like GoDaddy and Greek yogurt maker Chobani, which have created 1,403 and 1,083 jobs respectively since 2008. Less familiar names like Universal Services of America, a security and janitorial service provider, has created 17,330 new jobs since 2008. Further analysis shows that California leads in job creation. Silicon Valley is most likely responsible for the boost, and the healthcare industry leads in total job growth. Schoenberg also claims that there is something to be learned from the way that small businesses manage their staffs. Once entrepreneurs bring someone into the company, they start to feel responsible for them, Schoenberg says, and the people who won the Higher Power Awards felt pride in the fact that they were advancing people in their careers and giving them something more to look forward to than just a paycheck and a time card. Number 99 on the Higher Power list exemplifies this small business mentality. The late Luke Buckland sent an email to his employees at The Nerdery, a company that develops and builds websites and mobile apps, explaining how important they were to the success of the business and calling them all co-presidents. Shortly after that email, Buckland died in a plane crash. The company now gives the title of co-president to every employee. 92% of Higher Power CEOs plan to hire more employees in 2013. If I were looking for a job, I'd be encouraged that there are so many small businesses out there that have plans in 2013 to add to their headcount, Schoenberg says. As far as entrepreneurship goes, he adds, that form of making a living is healthier than it's ever been. As for the impending fiscal crisis, I think what entrepreneurs really want is just to know what the rules are, Schoenberg notes. Whether the tax rate stays at 35% or jumps to 39%, they'll live with it. They'll cope. All right, next I have one more item here for you. This is one more from Yahoo Finance. Again, consider the source. And they got this from CNBC. Fiscal cliff impact could stretch into 2014. This from the Bank of America CEO. As President Obama and Republican leaders race to avoid the fiscal cliff, Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan says the uncertainty has already hurt business spending for next year, and that no resolution by year-end presents not only a near-term recession risk, but also the possibility of longer negative effects. I'm more concerned about business behavior slowing down than I am about consumer behavior, Moynihan told Squawk Box in a CNBC exclusive interview. I think we're in danger if this thing strings out into 2013 that you could start to have problems of what 2014 would look like. Moynihan is a member of the CEO Council of the nonpartisan Fix the Debt campaign, along with dozens of other business leaders, including J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon and Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein. They've been calling for Washington to rise above politics and reach a comprehensive agreement to stabilize and reduce the federal debt as a share of the economy. Failure to act poses a near-term recession impact, according to the Bank of America Corporation chief. Stock market levels are in decent shape, and consumers and the economy have been growing. The question was, will everything going on cause them to slow down? Yesterday, House Republicans countered the president's earlier proposal to avoid the mandatory tax increases and spending cuts of the fiscal cliff with a plan of their own that includes $800 billion in increased tax revenue. That's about half of what the White House wants, and it was promptly rejected. Interest rates in the Fed. I'd rather have higher interest rates because it means the economy's growing. If the economy's growing, we're going to do better as an industry, said Moynihan, who, like all banking CEOs, would rather have rates higher because that makes it easier to make money. But Moynihan did acknowledge that the Federal Reserve is trying to help the economy with its easy money policies that are keeping interest rates low for the foreseeable future. Despite the low mortgage rates, Moynihan said, we'll do more mortgage originations this quarter than we did last quarter, than we did the quarter before, than we did the quarter before. Banking fees. Bank of America is seeking to raise revenue by expanding relationships with its banking customers rather than increasing fees. What we're doing is everything we can to drive relationship banking, said Moynihan. The more relationship people have with us, they'll be able to avoid fees and charges because it's a trade of value, and that's what we've been after. Moynihan would not comment on whether any fees would be going up or the timing related to any such move. Well, again, consider the source. Now, finally, what you've all been waiting for, the Harper's Weekly Review. Here we go. Harper's Weekly Review, December 4th, 2012. Car bombs in Damascus killed more than 50 people in advance of nationwide internet and telecommunications blackouts, attributed by many to President Bashar al-Assad's administration that crippled Syrians' capacity to self-report on the country's civil war. Hacker Collective Anonymous attacked the websites of Syrian embassies, and the Syrian military relocated chemical weapons stockpiles, prompting the United States to threaten intervention. In Hilla, Iraq, bombings at a roadside campsite for Shia pilgrims left at least 29 dead, and a Bahrain police fired tear gas on protesters condemning Kim Kardashian's visit to promote a new branch of her milkshake franchise. Oh, they'll ride over anything, won't they? The United Nations held a day of solidarity with Palestinians on which its General Assembly voted 138-9 to recognize the state of Palestine. In response, Israel announced that it would build 3,000 new homes in East Jerusalem and the West Bank and would withhold more than $100 million in tax revenue raised for the Palestinian government, dealing what UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called an almost fatal blow to the prospect of peace. The U.S. Navy was planning to reduce its reliance on dolphin labor and an international coalition of researchers concluded that more than 4 trillion tons of ice in Greenland and Antarctica have melted in the past 20 years, causing the world sea level to rise by 11 millimeters. Iceland exported over 2 tons of ram penis to China, and North Korea's state news agency reported the discovery of a unicorn lair in Pyongyang. President Barack Obama introduced a proposal to prevent the United States from falling over the fiscal cliff. The plan, which includes such measures as higher tax rates on wealthy citizens and a $400 billion cut to federal health programs, caused Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, to burst into laughter. "Right now, I would say we're nowhere, period," said House Speaker John Bonner, a Republican, Ohio, outside whose office nude activists protested potential cuts to HIV programs. "I think it's important Congress acts now, I mean right now," said Vice President Joe Biden at the opening day of the first Costco in Washington, D.C. "I'm looking for pies." Obama and Mitt Romney met for the first time since the U.S. presidential election over a luncheon of turkey chili at the White House. eBay pulled a listing for Obama in PP and artwork by conservative television host Glenn Beck that features a bobblehead of the president purportedly submerged in Beck's urine. And Bill Clinton disclosed that during his presidency he sent only 2 emails, one to troops in the Balkans and the other in response to a message sent from space by astronaut John Glenn. "We have gone almost a third of the way around the world in the time it has taken me to write this letter," wrote Glenn. "The rest of the crew is waiting." Not very good at email, I guess. Scientists determined that lying increases the temperature of one's nose, that having a lot of Facebook friends leads to anxiety, and that hyperparasitic wasps, which lay eggs in parasitic wasps that lay eggs in caterpillars, are sometimes parasitized by other hyperparasitic wasps. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Germany moved to criminalize sex with animals, that's good to know, leading zoophilia lobbyist Michael Kick, who lives with an Alsatian named Ceci, to threaten legal action. "We see animals as partners and not as a means of gratification," said Kiak. "We don't force them to do anything." A Florida woman was arrested after she assaulted her boyfriend for climaxing first. A Florida woman was arrested after she assaulted her boyfriend for climaxing first. Oh, that's a dangerous precedent. Prince William and Princess Kate announced that they were expecting a royal baby, and a lexicographer published arguments that Robert Birchfield, a former Oxford English Dictionary editor popularly credited with overcoming the dictionary's Anglocentrism during the 1970s and 1980s, had actually expunged thousands of English words with foreign origins. "If a word gets into the OED, it never leaves," said the lexicographer. "It becomes obsolete. We put a dagger beside it, but it never leaves." The Associated Press eliminated homophobia from its style book, and 4 gay men filed suit against Jonah, a Jewish conversion therapy office in Jersey City, New Jersey, for defrauding them of thousands of dollars spent on such allegedly curative techniques as visiting bathhouses and beating effigies of their mothers with a tennis racket. "Our therapy," said Jonah's co-director, "is very conventional." This article by Justin Stone.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Harper's Weekly Review. Have a good week out there. Be good to one another. And stay the heck out of the news.